parenthood means becoming a sort of homeland security czar for your own child. In the eyes of the vigilant parent, there is danger everywhere. And now, there's a new terror out there to overreact to, according to commentator Lenore Skenazy.
It's headed for the playground and it's going to kill our children. Run, hide, call in the Marines, sweet Lord, save us! From the 99-cent water yo-yo. If you read the papers or watch TV, no doubt you are already on orange alert when it comes to the squishy liquid-filled ball attached to the boingy rubber cord. Here in New York, State Consumer Protection Board Chairwoman Teresa Santiago has declared it nothing less than SARS on a string. Said she, "We don't know what this water is. At this point, no one should be buying this." Right. And no one should be buying an old-fashioned yo-yo either, I suppose, because it could hit you in the eye. And a marble could get stuck up your nose. And Barbie could choke you if you tried to swallow her leg, which some kid has probably tried to do. The point is, all toys have a certain amount of danger associated with them, usually infinitesimal. But somewhere along the way, we lost the ability to distinguish between a Beanie Baby and a BB gun. All playthings became potential killers. How come? Your crib sheets could strangle your tot. Details at 11. Media hype like that is partly to blame. There's nothing the nightly news loves more than a chance to scare parents about a previously overlooked, often ludicrous, danger. And then, in a society that sues at the drop of a coffee cup, we got used to thinking of all injuries as someone else's fault. Now we're on the lookout for culprits everywhere. And alarmist public servants are only too eager to ramp up our anxiety. The water yo-yo is a perfect case in point. Said Santiago, the consumer protection lady, it's putting our kids in the hospital. But that's simply not true. Literally millions of these novelties have been sold in the past few months. As my friend Melissa said, it was like one day they just took over the house. But at the Long Island Poison Control Center, covering a population of 5 million, operators have received only 17 calls from parents whose kids ingested the liquid that sometimes leaks from the yo-yos. Did any of those children get sick? No, said the center's director. Here in New York City proper, there were two yo-yo incidents. One 5-year-old boy's blood pressure shot up alarmingly high after he drank the liquid from a punctured yo-yo. But by the time he reached the emergency room, he threw up and was fine. The other time, a girl got the cord wrapped around her neck and her mom had to cut it off with a scissors. As awful as both those incidents were, it just doesn't sound like the toys are causing a tsunami of illness and injury. I mean, it's not like there's something really dangerous like bikes. Anyhow, now the State Consumer Protection Board wants to see the yo-yos labeled with a warning not to drink the liquid or wrap the cord around your neck. That sounds reasonable, but with any luck, parents have already suggested as much to their kids. The Consumer Board also wants the liquid in these toys tested. Since this seems to be taking a while, I punctured a ball myself and took a sip. Conclusion? It is no Chateau Lafite. It's not even juicy juice. Kids will spit it out. Then they'll probably go on to eat a nice chunk of eraser or a slice of plastic cheese from the toy kitchen, and then, like me, they'll be ready for dinner.
Lenore Skenazy is a columnist for the New York Daily News.